Big rally turnout surprises government. Sayampetuck group plans to escalate protest action. Buoyed by what it calls a big turnout, the Sayampetuck group is planning to hold its next rally against the Pueytai-led government within a month. General Bunluit Galbraith, a retired officer and the corps organizer, believes the campaign is gathering momentum. A fresh rally will take place in a month, he said. We will assess the number of participants to see if we will move from the Royal Turf Club in Nang Lung. It may be too small. The large crowd is seen as a slap in the face for Deputy Prime Minister Chelum Yubamrung, who estimated the protest number at 1,500 to 2,000. The rally organizer, based on the registration book, claimed the crowd swelled to 20,000, whilst the city police gave an estimate of 6,000. The event drew various anti-government groups, including the multicolored shirts led by Dun Siti Somwang, former members of the Communist Party of Thailand and supporters of the opposition Democrat Party. Despite the absence of Yellow Shirt leaders, the Tama Army, which is closely linked with Yellow Shirt leader Major General Jamlong Si Murung, turned up in force. The rally kicked off with General Bunluit reading a statement with a pledge to fight off the anti-monarchy movement and expel the government. In his address, Squadron Leader Basong Sung Se-ri, former Secretary General of the National Security Council, asked the crowd to help head off five crises under the Yingluck administration. The debt crisis arising from populist policy, nepotism in national administration, escalating violence in the Deep South, and territorial disputes with Cambodia, absence of the rule of law, and the Prime Minister's leadership crisis. Sayampetuck Sunday also launched a sign-up campaign seeking to enlist 1 million voters. The group plans to submit a petition to the government demanding it step down. The rally ended about 7 p.m. without incident. Surachai Sirikai, a political scientist from Thammasat University, said the big turnout reflected people's frustration towards the government. He said the movement could grow. It could be the Thai Spring, because people are gaining more access to information, he said, noting that some red shirts might have defected. According to Mr. Surachai, the latest cabinet shakeup indicated the government put personal interest before the public interest. Thai Goan Ponsawan, who led a group of northeastern people to join the rally, said the huge crowd was a slap in the face for Mr. Chelum. He said organizers were split over the strategy, with one side wanting several small rallies, while the other wanted to make it quick. While admitting the large crowd was a surprise, Mr. Chelum insisted the campaign would not gain any momentum. They really have nothing with which to topple the government, he said. Moreover, the army chief has distanced himself from the campaign. Once the military turns its back on you, that's the end of the story, he said. Air Force Commander Air Chief Marshal Prajin Chan Tong rejected General Bunluit's call for the military to join the campaign. We support royal initiatives, handle security threats, and help with the government's national development work. We don't get involved in politics, he said.